Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the July 9th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all.
The Lord's compassion is over all creation.
Let us worship the Lord.
Next is the hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Verses 15 through 25. I'm going to be reading to you from the Message. What I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way and then I act another, doing things that I absolutely despise. So I can't be trusted to figure out what's best for myself and then do it. It becomes obvious that God's command is necessary. But I need something more. For if I know the law, but still can't keep it, and if the power of sin within me keeps sabotaging my best intentions, I obviously need help. I realize I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. I decided to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions Something has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there, up there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. I've tried everything and nothing helps, but I'm at the end of my rope. Is that no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. This is the word of the Lord.
Next is the hymn, Take My Life.
Eagle and all of those who are brave enough to be liturgists. Let me say that again. I would like to thank Bill Eagle and all of those who are liturgists, and feel free to sign up if you would like to join in that. And Bill Eagle also has a great singing voice, so that was fun to sit next to. Well, now we come to the gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 11. Verses 16 through 19 and 25 through 30. Jesus said, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Well, first of all, I would like to remind you all that my last day is the 23rd, and it is not because I don't love you. I love you so much, but it is because I am realizing that I am a limited resource, and a full-time job and three kids is about all I can handle. But so know that, please. Know that it's nothing about you, because if it were about you, I think pastors just love you so much. You have a fantastic reputation in the presbytery. Isn't that right, Reverend Patricia? Well, so this scripture passage today, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to jump into the mission study report. So we'll be a little all over the place for the sermon today. But I wanted to, so this passage is really an interesting one. It starts off, I think Jesus is not too happy with the people around him. And he's mostly talking to the Pharisees. And he basically says, you're like children. Like, you're not playing wedding or funeral. Like, you're not playing with us. And he talks about how John the Baptist, you know, came and they said he had a demon. And they weren't happy with him because he was too aloof. And then they're not happy with Jesus because Jesus is eating with sinners and drinking and eating. So basically he's saying you're not going to be happy with anyone. So he's not thrilled with them. And then he says, basically his talk about wisdom is, look at my deeds. That shows who I am. It shows who John is. We're really doing great. So I think that's kind of his little argument there to the Pharisees. And then we jump down to another passage that doesn't have a whole lot to do with the first one, but it has some of, I think, the best words in Scripture. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Oh, what a nice thing to hear. Well, I was thinking about times in my life where I felt overwhelmed, and what I usually do to get out of that feeling of being overwhelmed is I write everything down. I have a big journal. It's basically an art book, but I only put my journal in it. And I write down everything I'm worried about, like in phrases, and I circle the things so I can look at all of it. And then I think of, okay, how can I give all of this to God? And so I take my pencil and I like ask God about each one. And it might be something I've never prayed about before. And I think about how God can bless that situation. And I think when we ask God to bless something, we're asking also for God's wisdom. And it's kind of raising it to a different level. And maybe God's wisdom is not what I would have chosen. But it's not about that. It's about kind of giving it to God. Well, I think that that is basically what we're hearing in this passage, because if we're yoked, so you guys are farming people. You might know what a yoke really is, way more than me. when we first came here and we met quite a few of you, I think it was Candy and Larry were describing their house, and they said, and of course we have a cow. I thought that was so endearing, and says from, I guess I'm kind of a city girl, so that was really just so sweet to think of everyone having a cow. I just love that so much. But, you know, oxen are yoked, and it basically means they get to share the burden together. And when Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, the word for easy is krestos, which in the Greek means good and right. And so it's kind of like fitting, like my yoke is kind of tailor-made for you and the gifts that you have, and I'm there to share the burdens, says Jesus. So it's kind of like we bring all of our burdens, and they do get lighter because they're shared. And they're shared not only with Christ, they're shared with each other as the church. It's kind of, that's what we do. So I looked up the word yoke from Oxford Dictionary, and you all know what it is, but I kind of looked it up for me. It's a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to the plow or cart that they are to pull. This allows the weight to be shared. So a really cool, Jesus once again saying something very meaningful. And prayer, I think, is one of the ways that we can really tangibly feel that we're sharing the burdens. Because we pretend like we have it all under control, and we don't. But when we are honest, at least with Jesus, you know, and with God, then that's how we get to share the burden in a big way. So I wanted to share this Celtic blessing with you, and it's written by Beth A. Richardson. And I love Celtic theology. So the Romans passage read today is one of the favorites in the Reformed tradition about how awful we are and how we can't really do the right things, or just how hard it is, you know, to do the right thing. And it is hard to do the right thing. But Celtic theology says that even more deeply buried within us is the good that God created us. And I really like to hold on to that. There is deep within each one of us, you know, the image of God and the goodness of God. And yes, we bury it with lots of things, but it is in there. Well, hear this blessing. And this is one thing we can do with our burdens. So think about doing this with your specific burdens, because we all have them. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have any? But then I guess we might get bored. But, all right, hear this blessing. And I invite you to close your eyes and open your hands and receive it. Bless this day, all plants and creatures, all people near and far. Bless the flowers that sing praises with their beauty, the grass that cushions my step. Bless those who stand with loved ones who are sick, with friends or family who are lost. Bring healing, bring wholeness. Bless the world, its war-torn places, its broken villages, its frightened children. Bless our bodies, our hearts, our hands, that we may be blessings to all we meet. Amen. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Yeah. words of benediction. We go not out alone. We go knowing that we are surrounded and strengthened by the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Christ.